This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a series of interviews, we are joined by Dr. Milan Rio Bay, once again, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Rio Bay will be discussing incredible new developments in cancer diagnosis and treatment, and not what you've been hearing on the news. Dr. Rio Bay, always great to have you with us, and thanks for your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And we certainly appreciate your time spent with us here once again. Now, for starters, are there tests other than mammograms and colonoscopies that can help diagnose cancer to kick things off today?
Yes, actually, there's a very exciting new development in early detection of cancer now available called oncoblots. Unfortunately, only a few doctors know about it and use it. This technology was developed by Drs. James and Dorothy Murray and is currently undergoing FDA approval. It detects certain proteins called ENOX2 proteins, which are only expressed by cancer cells. This test has been available to the public since 2013 and actually detects 27 different types of cancers so far. And they also detect some of the most common forms of cancer, such as breast and colon. There are three points that make oncoblot so exciting. Number one, it detects cancer years before our conventional diagnostic methods like mammograms and colonoscopies. So they've done some preliminary studies on oncoblot to show that there's a lung condition called malignant mesothelioma. And it can be diagnosed up to 4 to 10 years earlier using the oncoblot tests than our conventional diagnostic methods. So that's very exciting. I mean, to have a 4 to 10 year jump start on cancer is just life altering. And number two, it can precisely identify what type of cancer is present. So the roadblocks before to developing an effective blood test to diagnose cancer was that we couldn't tell you where it came from. We could just tell you that you had cancer, and then we didn't know where it was coming from. Oncoblot provides us with the ability to tell you the type of cancer present. So it helps us to target our treatment now, whereas before we were not able to do so. So it can tell you if your cancer is originating from the breast, if it's originating from the prostate, if it's originating from the colon. We did not have that technology prior to 2013, so Oncoblot brings us this technology now. And number three, it can be treated naturally without surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation therapy when it's diagnosed that early. We know that cancer is present years before our conventional diagnostic tools detect them. So a mammogram takes about 7 years to diagnose cancer. And by this time, the mass is usually about 10 millimeters in size and contains billions of cancer cells, which have probably seeded to locations outside the breast by then. With Oncoblot, we detect cancer years earlier when there are only a few million cells and the cancer is about 2 millimeters in size. So this gives us a huge advantage to treat the cancer much more successfully and even naturally without the use of toxic chemotherapy or radiation therapy because of how early it's detected. So even surgery would likely not be necessary as the cancer is usually not visible at this stage with our conventional methods. The second point is that it can identify the type of cancer is really important because that helps us to target your treatment more successfully. The third point is the one that just blew my mind. I mean, it can be treated naturally and safely with no side effects. I mean, this is unheard of in our conventional medical model. Preliminary treatment studies consisting of specifically concentrated herbal extracts have been shown to be up to 94% effective in treating cancers diagnosed with Oncoblot. What's important to realize here is that it's not something for a patient to do without guidance. There's very specific dosing and follow-up that's required for successful treatment. And We also want to offer this testing to qualified patients. So it's not for general public screening yet. It's for people that have certain risk factors or perhaps have had cancer in the past or who have diagnostic studies that don't quite, you know, look normal, but there's nothing else that we can do to diagnose. So that's when OncoBlot is best used. In my opinion, it's something that should be available generally to the public, but the lab does caution us not to use it as general screening at the moment because it's not FDA approved. And because they haven't done a large number of studies on it yet. So we offer this testing for qualified patients at the Rio Bay Institute, and I discuss it more extensively in The Answer to Cancer.
It certainly seems almost unbelievable that such a test can exist and yet not be made publicly available. Why is this test not widely available at all doctors' offices?
I think the resistance comes from the notion that it seems almost too good and too easy to be true. But I believe that the best discoveries throughout history are the ones that have been elegantly simple. OncoBlot is exactly that. It's elegantly simple. It's not the cure for cancer because we still have to get cancer before this testing will benefit us. So prevention is still the key, but we can provide a safety net to catch things early enough that they can be naturally and safely treated. As to why you don't hear about it at the doctor's office, I mean, I've heard many theories about this, one being that doctors make money off of chemotherapy. I believe that's a very myopic view. You know, very few doctors are actually oncologists who treat cancer. And given the rate that we refer patients to oncologists, you know, money from chemotherapy is not a driving factor when we refer patients for cancer care. I know many doctors who have had cancer themselves or family members with cancer. If they were aware of a better way, they would use it for themselves or their loved ones. I have no doubt about that. I believe it's a matter of awareness. You know, we use what's called standard of care in the United States, and surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy have been the standard of care here for decades. Before we can dislodge the standard of care, there needs to be an overwhelming body of evidence favoring a shift. So we practice standard of care out of habit. And in order to break that habit, we would need to be aware of other options, spend months to years learning them to apply them in practice. That's not easy for doctors to do in this day and age with the increasing regulation and scrutiny that they're under. Unfortunately, the victims are being blamed, the patients and the doctors, when it's actually the system that's at fault. You know, it reminds me of the parable, you know, of the elephant and the blind men. You know, there were five blind men surrounding an elephant, and each man was touching a different part of the elephant. Depending on which part they were touching, they would imagine what it would be, what it must be. So the one touching the elephant's tail thought he was touching a rope. You know, the one touching the elephant's leg thought it was a pillar, and the one touching the elephant's trunk thought it was a tree branch. So in our conventional model, we haven't been around long enough to explore the whole elephant to know what exactly it is. So we stick to what we perceive with our limited information. So you won't hear about OncoBlot because it's not accepted as standard. That's why it's critically important to get an annual integrative checkup, because integrative physicians like me have taken the additional coursework to implement these strategies, such as TCM, our traditional Chinese medicine, into our practice.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about an emerging field of immunotherapy as a great new tool in cancer treatment. Why aren't you talking about this so much?
The emerging field of immunotherapy still fails to treat the cause of the cancer. So while we've identified that the immune system is involved in the detection and killing of cancer cells, it's still not the cause. Cancer is a metabolic disease, and until the specific metabolic disturbances causing the cancer are repaired, we'll continue to see more and more cancer. We'll also see continued side effects and long-term problems with our treatment of cancer. Immunotherapy only slightly prolongs life, and it doesn't treat cancer because it doesn't treat its cause. Again, we're cutting off the branches of the tree when the disease is in the roots, so the tree dies anyway. Because immunotherapy doesn't treat the cause of cancer as a corrective measure, we see a lot of side effects and minimal results with this modality so far. In my opinion, it won't be the answer to cancer that we're led to believe it is.
And a very helpful explanation. Thanks for that. Today we are speaking with Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rio Bay, what are the side effects of immunotherapy?
Well, I discuss immunotherapy in my book, The Answer to Cancer, and reveal this extensive list of side effects there. So I can discuss a few here. Fatigue, weight gain, increased risk of infection, fever, chills, and water retention, for example. And if you pay close attention to these side effects, they're showing us that immunotherapy actually damages our metabolism and immune system. So fatigue and weight gain are in and of themselves caused by metabolic disturbances. So a treatment that causes these side effects is actually damaging our metabolism. A treatment that effectively treats the root cause of cancer would improve our energy, not make us more tired and gain weight. So it would improve the ability to fight infection, not make it worse. So at the Ryobei Institute, we recognize this and use TCM-based integrative evaluations to treat the underlying causes of diseases like cancer for a more effective path to prevention.
Lastly, Dr. Ryobei, are there any other exciting new developments for the treatment of cancer that we should know about?
Actually, there's at least one more your audience should know about. I discuss many of them in my book, The Answer to Cancer, but I think this one's pretty important. In 2014, the University of Kansas conducted a study on intravenous high-dose vitamin C and showed very promising results for several advanced-staged cancers. So high-dose vitamin C has been studied throughout the world long before 2014 and has been shown effective. But this was the first time that an accredited American university had participated in such a study. And the University of Kansas now uses intravenous high-dose vitamin C for certain cancers. Of course, at the Ryobei Institute and in the integrative world, we know that high-dose vitamin C isn't limited to use only in advanced cases. But unfortunately, because the paradigm and standard is chemotherapy, vitamin C is only used once chemotherapy fails rather than as a first-line, treatment. So intravenous high-dose vitamin C works because it becomes hydrogen peroxide in the body and helps the body boost its metabolism by making energy with oxygen, which then kills cancer cells. So cancer hates oxygen because it doesn't survive in its presence. There are many other alternative cancer care modalities that follow this principle that I discuss in my book, The Answer to Cancer.
Always great to have you with us on the show, and we certainly appreciate all the information. Really great coverage and information here today on the topic. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on you, your practice, and how they could be in touch as well.
Well, I invite your listeners to go to MulenryobeiMD.com. Where you can learn about our practice, our philosophies, and also you can pre-order your copies of the books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer, coming out this fall.
As always, Dr. Ryobei, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to speaking with you next week.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's always wonderful to be here.
And we most certainly thank you for your time. As always, we've been speaking with Dr. Milan Ryobei, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Ryobei Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for more information, simply visit MilanRyobeiMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the cancer information and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.